The objective of the project is to enhance the capacity of the region of Africa in diagnosing zoonotic diseases. Zoonotic diseases are animal diseases that can be transferred to human. For this, of course, we need to train the people in diagnosing these pathogens, and especially to do that in high biosafety working environment because of the dangerousness of these diseases.
How does improving diagnostic capacity help us stop a disease like Ebola?
Our project is not actually intending to stop the current Ebola outbreak. Our intention, the objective of the projects we are launching now, is to prepare the country and the region for possible future outbreaks. So what we are intending to do is to reinforce the capacity of the region in diagnosing that kind of diseases, Ebola, but also other zoonotic diseases, in animals, to allow these countries to anticipate the possible risk of outbreak in the human population. By identifying the incidence of these viruses in animals, we can also predict the risk of having it coming through into the human population.
How prepared are Ebola-affected countries in their diagnostic capacity?
In particular, in the affected countries, the preparedness is quite low. This is why, of course, the current outbreak took that kind of proportion. And also there is a second reason, is that during this current outbreak, a lot of medical doctors and nurses and health workers died. Of course, right now, the international effort is concentrated in these affected countries, so there are a lot of manpower present there, but that will not remain in the future. So what we are intending to do is, of course, training people from the affected countries and also the other bordering countries that are currently at risk, but also the other ones in the region that could be at risk in the future.
How can the IAEA help in improving the diagnostic capacity in these countries?
The project we are preparing now are typical technical cooperation project of the IAEA. And so the main activities we are having in this project are capacity building, so by training the local staff through fellowship, scientific visit, or training courses. And of course, we are also providing some specialized equipment in order to perform the diagnostic test or the surveillance test during this project. And at the end of this project, we are hopefully the teams will be fully operational.